This is Active Lehigh Valley on 88.1 WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio.
Welcome to Active Lehigh Valley. This program is generously supported by St. Luke's University Health Network. Our aim is to encourage listeners to be happy, healthy, and active. I'm your host this evening, Margaret McConnell, the executive director here at WDIY. And I'm joined tonight by Robert Stifler, or Bob Stifler, who is the director of parks for the County of Lehigh. And tonight we're going to be talking to Bob about the Trexler Nature Preserve. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you for having me.
So can you give us a quick overview of the Trexler Nature Preserve and what makes it unique in Lehigh County?
Well, Trexler Nature Preserve is unique, number one, in the size of the preserve. It's 1,500 acres. And residing here in the Lehigh Valley, with all the growth in recent years and population increases, you have this mecca of open preserved park space, preserve space, right in the middle of it, of all this development, fully accessible to all the residents of Lehigh County as well as other residents of the Lehigh Valley. Another unique feature of it is the Lehigh Valley Zoo that resides within Trexler Nature Preserve, which makes for a unique visit for people that want to come and possibly go for a hike in the morning on the trails at Trexler, a sunrise hike, and then retreat for an afternoon at the zoo. It's a great family adventure to do and see the preserve in that way.
Right. And what kind of outdoor activities can people enjoy at the preserve? You mentioned hiking. The show is all about getting active and staying healthy. So what other kinds of things are available?
Yes, hiking is our primary activity at Trexler. And we recently did a few years ago, completed a master site plan which studied which activities are the predominant activities at the preserve. And hiking was by far the most popular activity. There is over 22 miles of trails at Trexler Nature Preserve. So we have, an extensive network of trails for people to come and explore that covers a variety of terrains, a variety of environments. It's great to come and explore, and people are more than welcome to go off trail and explore areas that they may find interest in, whether they're bird watching, just out for exercise, plenty of terrain variation to get the old heart pumping. There's a lot to do. Other activities would be fishing the Jordan Creek.
Okay.
The Jordan Creek does get stocked by the Fish and Boat Commission, and the Lehigh County Parks, we work in cooperation with Cedarbrook Sportsmen's, and we have an in-house fish nursery, trout nursery. So we will do supplemental stockings in the Jordan Creek, in several locations in the Jordan Creek at the preserve. So fishing is a big one. There is also hunting available on the North Range, and some sections in the South Range. It is archery only. And we have lands in cooperation with the Pennsylvania Game Commission that helps us monitor and maintain the hunting in the preserve. Another very popular activity is mountain biking. That is primarily on the North Range. We have 6.5 miles of dedicated mountain bike trail, and a new mountain bike trail that we just constructed 3 years ago at Trexler on the North Range is called Jack of Diamonds, which is an expert grade, expert class mountain bike trail. It would be similar to what you would see at a motorcycle motocross race.
Wow.
And it is very, very popular. Huh. And within the biking, mountain biking community has received attention across the country.
Oh, wow.
So it's cool. that is very popular. And you can do a bike or a mountain bike. It's challenging, but you can do the entire border trail, which goes obviously around the border of the park, and that's approximately 11 miles around the whole border trail.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, those are the primary activities. You know, the birding, we do have a lot of people that go out bird watching. There's a wide variety of birds, mm-hmm. There and other wildlife on the preserve. Plenty of fox to observe, all kinds of birds, deer. It's very plentiful with deer.
Mm.
And as far as the not domestic, but we do have the bison herd on display, and there are a few elk yet on display.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go back and talk a little bit about terrain. So,
okay.
I was recently there, and for the first time probably since I was a kid. And so that was really neat to visit that again. Mm-hmm. And it's truly a beautiful place. But I did two trails, and one was quite nice and easy, and the other one was, woo, okay, there's yes. hills.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about the different terrain and trail difficulty.
Yes, the location of the preserve, it is a hill and valley area. There are a lot of steep terrain areas up there. The easiest trail is our covered bridge trail, which goes along the Jordan Creek, and that starts at the picnic area right below the zoo area and the Ford stream crossing. That's also what we consider our ADA access trail. It was constructed completed with ADA access and easy access when it was built. As far as the terrain of the rest of the preserve, if that is an issue for folks, I would highly recommend that they stop and get a brochure. We try to keep brochures available at all the trailhead locations, parking lot locations, and those trails are marked. All of our trails are marked on the brochure where their location is and what the difficulty of the trails are. So we have everything from basically a mile of ADA trail to expert, you know, trails, terrain, rough terrain, steep terrain trails.
Right. And so it sounds like there's plenty of options for people with kids, people with
yes.
older,
yes.
people in their family, older adults who want to get out and enjoy the park
yes,
or the preserve.
Yes, it is. Because it is such a large park with like I said, over 1,500 acres, just a tad over 1,500 acres, and 22 miles of trail, it takes a while for a person to get to know the park.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would not give up. If someone's looking to come visit the park, that's not what I like. Give it a chance. Come back and visit other locations. You'll find, if you're really interested in coming out and enjoying nature and getting a good workout, you'll find a place at Trexler that will fit your niche. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what kind of benefits do you hear from visitors that they get, not only from being active, but from just being in that natural space?
The comments, most of the comments that we get from the visitors about the facility is its overall beauty and their enjoyment of seeing all the wildlife that's out there. As far as the benefits that they get, that's we really don't get the comments, oh, that was a great workout, we love it. But that stuff has been documented as far as getting out and getting active and getting exercise being a huge reliever of stress. And in today's world, stress is known as a silent killer, like high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So anytime people get out and can be active and relieve that stress of their whatever's causing the stress in their everyday life is really, really beneficial to their mental health as well as their physical health and relieving the stress and staying active and fit is been proven to extend a person's life, which is, you know, I think that's why the best reason to get out and be active for your family, be active for your loved ones, and be there for them for as long as you possibly can.
Right.
So, come enjoy Trexler and live a long life.
Yeah, it's your tagline. That should be your tagline. So you mentioned the bison and the elk, and how do people experience that? Is it, are they able to get close to the animals? Is it a drive-by experience?
So, yeah, once you go through the ford, you'll come to the elk display first. There is only a few cow elk remaining, and they are pretty docile. We do recommend that you observe the elk and the bison from your vehicle. We do have signs up warning people. These are large animals. Technically, they are wild animals. So we do recommend that you please stay in your car when viewing these animals. Like I said, the elk are somewhat docile, but once you get up to the bison, there are some bulls in there, and they can become very aggressive. We very much highly recommend you do not get up close to the fence and put your hand through the fence or try and feed them in any way. But these sites, the elk and the bison are there to see on the exit road once you go through the ford.
Okay. And there are occasions when that road gets closed, correct? Because you're going over the stream. I was actually there and it was closed that day. Is there a notification for people? Is there a way to know if the road is closed ahead of time?
The ford, we have a gate at the ford, and we do monitor the stream, the Jordan Creek, through a stream gauge that's on site with U.S. Geological Survey. And we've matched dangerous high waters to a stream gauge reading that we receive email alerts from. And that's how we know when to close the gate. Sometimes, especially here in the summertime where you get pop-up thunderstorms, it's really hard to anticipate closing it, and we may have to close it at no warning. When we do close it, though, we send out a notice through the county website and the Lehigh County Parks Facebook pages.
Okay.
So we do our best to try and get the word out that the ford is closed. And when we do close it, we have no idea how long it's going to be closed.
Right.
It all depends on what the stream gauge is telling us and when we get safe water levels.
Okay. So that's great. That's a good question. I was going to ask you how people can find out about things that are happening at the preserve. So it sounds like there's plenty to do out there, lots to experience for all ages. If someone's listening right now and hasn't been there yet, what would you say to encourage them to come out and get moving?
Well, I would go back to what I said before. Come out and enjoy Trexler and live a longer life. if someone's interested, they can go to our website at lehighcounty.org and go to the parks pages. There's information there in the parks pages in regards to Trexler Nature Preserve. We have the park brochure, the preserve brochure available there on the website. They can give our office a call at 610-871-0281 and get more information on Trexler Nature Preserve. Determine what you're looking for and give us a call. Explore the website. I'm sure we'd find some way to get you out and enjoying Trexler Nature Preserve.
And there is a center where they can get information. What are the hours there?
We do have the Trexler Environmental Center, and that is basically a self-service center, and it is open daily from 7 a.m. until about 2 p.m.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us. Again, we've been talking with Bob Stifler from the County of Lehigh about the Trexler Nature Preserve. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back to talk with Lehigh Valley Zoo.
WDIY has been broadcasting in the Lehigh Valley and beyond for 30 years, providing news.
These planes were hijacked.
The Bethlehem Steel Corporation will end its steelmaking production in Bethlehem.
We hope that you enjoyed hearing from the Dalai Lama.
Local public affairs.
As I say, it's a race of interest.
What we're experiencing today will later on be studied.
And music.
My name is Janice Ian.
Our guest, Lake Street Dive.
In a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul & Mary.
WDIY, since 1995.
Welcome back to Active Lehigh Valley. Our second guest tonight is Amanda Scherr, who is the president and CEO of the Lehigh Valley Zoo. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we're going to talk about, we just heard about the Trexler Nature Preserve, which is the land that the zoo is on.
Correct.
So there's a whole experience that people can do for a day by going and visiting both of these locations. For listeners who haven't visited yet, can you give us a quick overview of the zoo and what makes it special?
Absolutely. The zoo is located within the Trexler Nature Preserve. As you mentioned, we have about 29 acres, so it's a small piece of about the 1,200 acres of the nature preserve, but we pack a lot into that 29 acres for all of our guests to enjoy. The zoo was actually started by Lehigh County in 1974, so that's over 50 years now. And in 2004, we were taken over by a nonprofit. So the Lehigh Valley Zoological Society now operates the zoo. So it's a fully operated nonprofit. We're community funded. We rely so much on the community for the support of what we do. We are not technically supported financially by Lehigh County, which is one thing that some folks, if they were used to the zoo from way back in the day, they might still think it's the county zoo. It is not. It is so much different and so much has changed and grown since that time. We have animals in our zoo from throughout the world. So a lot of North American species, Australian species, African species, and now we also have our two newest residents who are our red pandas, and they came from, they didn't come from Asia, but they are native to Asia. So we have animals from throughout the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So the zoo is inside the nature preserve, as you said. How does that enhance the visitor experience?
I believe being in the nature preserve, it directly connects the guests of the zoo to nature. I feel like we're so unique in that aspect. There are so many zoos that are in large cities. You know, you think about the Philadelphia Zoo, which is the oldest zoo in the country, and they're very, it's a great, amazing zoo, but they're very landlocked. You know, you're kind of in the city. So you have this great connection to nature. You get out of I think before you get out of your car, folks have to drive about a mile in through the preserve to get to the zoo itself. So they get that, kind of like, oh, where is it? What are we going to get to if they haven't been there before? And then when you leave the zoo, which I always tell folks to do if they haven't done it yet, as long as the Jordan Creek isn't too high, which it has been lately with all the rain, but you can actually drive out and ford across the creek. So you drive your car across the creek, which people are like, wait, my little car can do that? I'm like, yes, yep, it can. And then you can, continue to drive through the preserve. You see the elk. We have a small herd of elk left, and we have a very large herd of bison, which are super amazing to see. So it just kind of continues that experience of nature and of animals. And I think very many people have that core memory, of being at the zoo and then the first time they forded the creek in their car. Because especially if you're a kid, it's just, it's stuck in your brain. You're like, wait, I can drive across the creek. So yeah. It's really awesome. And we're really, I think, just so fortunate to be in the location that we're in.
Mm, yeah, it's beautiful. So you have a lot of summer camps and youth engagement activities. And that is obviously what you want in a zoo because yeah. Kids love to go to the zoo. So what age groups are they designed for and what kind of activities can you participate in there?
Yes. So summer camp is, they're super popular for us. They have been, and I think we run, in my personal opinion, one of the best summer camps in the Lehigh Valley. We have camps that are available for kids ranging in ages from your pre-K kids, 4 and 5 year olds, we have a half day camp for them. And then your elementary and into middle school age kids, there's two different camps for them. age based on ages. And then we have our junior zookeeper camp, which is for your, you know, mostly middle school, maybe just heading into high school kids who are ready to maybe get a little bit more behind the scenes and learn a little bit more about, you know, what maybe a career would be like if you wanted to work in a zoo and take care of animals. So we really offer that. We offer camps throughout the summer, different themes every week. So there's different activities, different you know, fun stuff that the kids are doing. But I mean, the focus is on the animals. So they're out in the zoo, they're getting animal presentations and demonstrations, they're feeding the giraffes, they are, you know, and then also they're hopefully taking a trip down to the creek to do a creek study. And so again, it ties, you know, ties things back into that creek and getting out into nature. So yeah, we're really happy with how successful the camps have been. And, you know, we have a lot of repeat customers, a lot of kids who come back year after year because they really love it. So
when do those camps start? Are they, do they run the same session throughout the year or?
So we start, I believe, right away when school gets out in like the second week or maybe third week of June. And there are different themes for each week. So we will run those groups, as I mentioned, the pre-zoo group, the Bugs, which is our younger kids, 6 to 8 year olds, and Ruse, which are our 9 to 11 year olds. We pretty much run them every week during the summer in different, you know, cohorts or different groups. The junior zookeeper, I think, is hosted twice during the summer just because it needs a little bit more, you know, staff and, you know, availability for that. And we've, you know, we start registering kids, I think, as early in March, and registrations are still open. So I do not know offhand if every camp is still has availability in it. I think a lot of times our Bugs, the 6 to 8 year olds, gets filled the quickest because that's, you know, kind of your core niche of kids who's really excited and interested in learning about the zoo. But we have, I'm sure, lots of availability still out there.
Okay. And how can people find out about those camps?
So all of the information on all of our zoo programs is on our website, which is www.lvzoo.org. And there should be a link for camps right on the main front page. And it gives you all the information about the weeks and the hours. We do offer before and after care. I know as a working parent, sometimes camp sessions are tough because you're like, I have to be here and here and here and here between the hours of 9 and 3. So we do have before care available and after care available so that if you, you know, you need that little bit of extra time to make the commute out to the nature preserve, you know, for your camper, we can help you do that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So how you mentioned that you take some of the groups down to the stream. Mm-hmm. How else do the camps incorporate physical activity and outdoor exploration?
Yeah. So the campers are, I mean, unless there is thunderstorms, the campers are outside. So, you know, they might even be outside in a light rainstorm. We're telling you, you know, your kids to pack their rain jackets and their boots if that's the day. And that was really a, you know, 2020, 2021 post-COVID change that we really made to focus on getting the kids outside, you know, get all that good fresh air in your system. And so they are out and about the whole time. And again, I think that that's a big difference. You know, it's not just inside doing arts and crafts or doing, you know, coloring papers. There might be a rainy day and they might get to watch a movie. That's kind of the hand that Mother Nature deals us sometimes. Yeah. But for the most part, they are out. And so, yeah, as you mentioned, we do get them out to do a short hike in the nature preserve. So that's usually on the ADA accessible trail, which runs, you know, it's right below, not a short walk from the zoo parking lot, and runs along the Jordan Creek. And then, yes, they will have a day where they bring their swim stuff, their water shoes, and they can get into the creek, you know, where we have our educators that are helping them look for different, you know, bugs or maybe little fish or other, you know, animals that are living there. So it's just helping them again, you know, hopefully make that connection between what's going on in the zoo, but also what's going on out in nature as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's an education-based camp. So, you know, you have the physical activity, you have the getting out into nature, you have the – but you're learning, you know, about animals. And I think any kid is benefiting from just getting out and experiencing something new. You know, maybe they've been to the zoo before, so they see it as a safe space for them, but they're getting to experience it with new kids. You know, they're making friends from other schools and other, you know, areas of the valley. Or maybe it's new, totally new for them. Maybe they've never been to the zoo before. So I think we probably start the week with some kids who are a little more quiet and a little more shy. And then by the end of the week, you know, they're all buddies and they're opening up and they're sharing what they learn. And I think that ability to be curious and ask questions, but then, you know, share that learning with a buddy or a friend is just so great for kids. And it's, you know, I'm fairly certain our rules are that, you know, you're not on your technology, you're not bringing your phone, you're not bringing your tablets, you know, all that stuff should stay at home. Mom and dad, they can always reach to the, you know, they know how to get a hold of us at the zoo. So I think that that's also so important for kids to just, you know, get that little bit of a break from a device every once in a while too.
Yeah, unplug. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So beyond camps, how can families stay active and engaged during a regular zoo visit? Are there interactive exhibits or programs that encourage movement and learning?
So I think the zoo visit by definition is an active visit. You know, you are, if you have not visited the zoo before, we have one loop. So there's not a lot of paths. You're not going to get lost anywhere. You know, you can do the loop and it's about a mile in length. We are also built on the side of a hill. So it is not always the flattest part of the loop. So you got a little uphill and a little downhill. We have added some ADA accessible elements. So we have some scooters available for rent. So if you bring maybe someone in your family who needs that extra support, that's there. But yes, we have lots of interactive stuff. Especially as we head into the busier summer season, guests can feed our goats. Mm. They can feed our giraffes, which is obviously something I would recommend to do if you haven't done it before because it's super fun. And then we offer lots of different keeper chats. So our keepers will talk and help guests learn about our North American river otters, our penguins. The penguin feeds are super popular. When you come into the zoo, it's the first animal habitat that you see, and it's super fun to watch them swim around in the water and hop up on the island and eat their fish and steal their fish from each other and all of that. And then our red pandas, we're also, you know, giving keeper chats about that. So lots of that kind of stuff. We also, for physical activity, we do have a playground for kids to play on. I think it's funny because lots of parents are like, oh, the playground, it's so popular. We just want to visit the zoo. And I'm like, but kids want to play. So we're actually in the process of finalizing a plan to install a new playground. So we'll be taking our old one down. It's about 20 years old, so it's time for an upgrade. Yeah. And it's part of our newest capital campaign, one of the first phases. And so we'll be installing a new playground this year, which has a lot more features, more accessibility, ADA accessibility. So it'll be really great for, all families to enjoy. So you have different aspects of that, ability to enjoy the zoo.
Yeah. Are there any upcoming events or seasonal programs families should look out for?
We host a ton of events this time of year. Most weekends, I feel like we have something going on. But the one, you know, I wanted to mention because it is, you know, very active in August, so specifically August 9th, we host our annual Run Wild, which is our 5K and 10K race. So we host both a 5K and a 10K. And for the runners listening, there's not a lot of 10Ks in the Lehigh Valley, so we have one. The 5K, so you start just outside of the zoo gates for both races. And then you actually run in the nature preserve. So the 5K stays pretty much on the crushed gravel ADA accessible trail that runs along the creek. Mm. And the 10K goes out into the preserve more. You get to check on the bison, see how they're doing that day. It's a little hillier. And then when you come back in, if you want to, you can run across the creek. So it's, you know, it's, and then you finish in the zoo. So you, when you finish, you run past the, the kangaroos and the oryx and the eland and the giraffes, and they're all like, what the heck is going on? But it's just a super fun, you know, family friendly, because again, we've got those two different options. So there's definitely some folks who are competitive and are coming out and, you know, want to see how their fitness is, you know, towards the end of the summer. But there's definitely, you know, a lot of families that enjoy it as well. So that I think is a really fun event. And one that I think that maybe, you know, hopefully some of the listeners of your podcast would enjoy.
Great. Well, we are almost out of time. So just to close us out, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about what they can do at the zoo?
I just think that we have, over the past few years, really grown to become a zoo that has activities for the whole family. You know, you have your daily zoo visit, of course, which is great for moms, dads, you know, grandparents, aunts, uncles, kids, all the above. But we do also have a lot of other events that might be geared to folks who, you know, haven't been to the zoo but might want to come out and enjoy our Hops for Pops, which is our Father's Day event. We have Breakfast with the Beasts, which is an early morning breakfast event. Fiesta NL Zoo, which is geared towards our Hispanic and Latin community. So lots of different things that are geared towards lots of different folks in our community. Ultimately, we want you to learn about animals. We want you to, you know, have an appreciation for them and why they're so important. But we're giving you lots of different ways to get out and do that. And I think that that's something that I'm so proud that our zoo is doing right now.
That's great.
Yeah.
And they can find that information at
www.lvzoo.org. And we also have a very active Facebook and Instagram pages, as well as lots of fun videos on TikTok. So you can find us in a lot of different ways.
Great. All right. Thank you, Amanda, and thank you, Robert, earlier for joining us tonight. And as always, thank you to St. Luke's for supporting this show. I'm your host, Margaret McConnell, and you're listening to WDIY 88.1 FM. Good night.
If you enjoyed this program, please go to wdiy.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.